West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Board of Education encouraging residents 65 years of age and older to contact the assessor's office and confirm their exemption status. Harrelson County voters last year approved increasing the amount of the homestead exemption from $8,000 to the full assessed value of the homestead for residents of the Harrelson County School District who are 65 years of age or older. Harrelson County Schools Superintendent Jerry Bell.
Originally, we were told that to receive this, if you had filed your homestead exemption, you automatically qualify. Well, we're finding out that that wasn't exactly how it works. So, according to the tax assessor's office, taxpayers with an LX, LS, and or an L4 exemption who are 65 and older before January the 1st will automatically be enrolled. However, when we start pulling up folks that we know who are 65 and older, very few, if any, had one of those exemptions. So you need to make sure you have one of those exemptions. And if not, you've got to take your ID to verify your birth date and get signed up so that you qualify for this exemption this year.
And exemptions must be filed for by April the 1st to apply to the current tax year. Harrelson County Commission Chair Brian Walker planning to meet with department heads and municipalities in the coming weeks to gauge the interest in asking voters to continue the special purpose local option sales tax at the polls in November of this year. Walker says for the last three decades, the voter-approved 1% tax on goods has been significant for Harrelson County.
And these splashes have helped this county establish water lines throughout it. It's established fire stations, fire trucks. It's helped establish roads and road equipment, keeping up roads, recreation.
The county's current special purpose local option sales tax approved by voters is scheduled to expire at the end of March 2027. For the existing SPLOST, any revenue beyond $21 million will go in its entirety to the county, money that Walker says will go towards the building of an administration building. Walker says any future SPLOST proposal would include additional funding for the new building. Well, bond has been denied for a 36-year-old Carrollton woman who police say made several unauthorized transactions using accounts belonging to an 85-year-old woman the suspect had been caring for. According to Carroll County deputies, the son of the victim filed a report stating that someone had been using his mother's credit and debit card information to make unauthorized charges. The elderly victim receives in-home health care through a private company, and while she typically had the same caregiver, the suspect, identified as Charlie Courtney, provided care on a few occasions. The son had conducted a thorough review of the account history, found numerous unauthorized transactions, many of which were linked to PayPal, an account the victim stated was never used. A subpoena issued to PayPal revealed that Courtney had accessed the victim's checking and credit card accounts and added them to her own PayPal account. Some of the fraudulent charges were made using newly issued credit cards before the physical cards were delivered to the victim's residence. Courtney is charged with exploitation of an elderly person and identity fraud. Carroll County is in discussion with the nonprofit Trust for Public Land ahead of plans that the latter create a park and trail main plan for McIntosh Reserve Park. The TPL has previously helped conserve more than 18,000 acres and 80 miles of riverfront along the Chattahoochee River and has raised more than $5 million in public and private funds to construct a 48-mile camp and paddle trail between the City of Atlanta and Carroll County, which will be open to the public in 2025. Carroll County would be required to contribute $150,000 for the McIntosh Reserve Park and Trails Master Plan. Funding would come from the 2021 SPLOST account. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.